Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Listen. Yeah, so, shout out to everybody on the Patreon live. Yeah, but let me preface this by saying I can't say nothing about trans people being offended or not because I'm not trans and I don't know nothing about that experience. And I have some trans friends who are offended by Dave, and I have some trans friends who aren't offended by what Dave Chappelle said on this Netflix special. But I don't even know if I want to have an opinion on that. That part of it, I don't have an opinion. So I'm going to refrain from having an opinion. Anybody that's joined, we're talking about the Netflix Dave Chappelle special, The Closer. Came out like last week. And the part I do have an opinion on that's also making headlines, you know, I'm a black man, obviously. And when Dave Chappelle said, in our country, you can kill and shoot a nigga, but you better not hurt a gay person's feelings. That was really true. Nothing about that was a lie. So I don't understand why that part is making headlines. Because the baby, if you're familiar with the baby, he didn't kill like a 19-year-old boy. He slapped a black woman at a concert. It's like on video or some shit. Made numerous other violations and wasn't canceled for it. But soon as the baby made some offensive remarks towards a community that was consistently active when it came to protesting and, you know, activism and making noise, he went from performing at and headlining at fucking all these festivals and arenas to performing at Bootsy's backyard. So his career took a huge hit once he offended the LGBTQIA community. Let me make sure I get that right. So we're going to say LGBTQIA community. I don't want to offend anybody. I mean, I can't get canceled on my own shit, but. And you see the thing. You see this thing with this Dave Chappelle and Netflix. I wouldn't even be surprised if Netflix is giving Dave, you know, the green light or ammo to repeatedly mention the LGBTQIA community. Because we all know that community is one of the communities, along with, you know, the Jewish community, that is really, really going to protest and make some noise. You could disrespect black people, you could disrespect women, you could disrespect Latino people, but you don't disrespect the LGBTQIA community. Because those people are going to make some noise and get your shit shut down. And as far as Dave and the Netflix is concerned, I mean, that's genius. That's full free promotion. You don't see no billboards, no commercials, no pay advertising. They're not even advertising that shit on Netflix the way they do their other shit. But all we see and all we've been seeing in, you know, online and mainstream media for the past week is this outrage that's following this Dave Chappelle special. And in numbers, it's crazy. I think he broke records from his last special. And I'm convinced that Netflix is behind this whole media plug because they're probably paying news outlets to report on this as much as possible. Or maybe they're not, you know, but, and you know, the LGBTQIA community, they really, really, really rally together. They keep their foots on necks and they act a fool. They protest with their money. And fortunately or unfortunately, whatever side you're on, most of the time, these companies and these politicians will listen to that community because it started affecting money. You know what I mean? I don't want to make this about this. I don't even know if Dave Chappelle is funny to me anymore, but for all intents and purposes, we're going to say he's a comedic genius and he's a marketing guru because he knew exactly what community to go after or to say anything about and who was going to latch on to it. Because this happened the last time he released his special. So if you ask me, Netflix and Dave is winning. They got the numbers, breaking records, and, you know, the people who feel attacked is giving them full free promotion.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.